Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Democrats are attaching the term racist to President Trump for the tweets he made regarding four Democratic congresswomen of color.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is with us this morning. Stephen, good morning. Trace us back to the origin for us. Where did this begin?
Well, it was about this time yesterday morning, gentlemen, that the president issued a series of tweets talking about the progressive Democrats who he says come from countries originally where he says that the governments are essentially in turmoil. And I'm paraphrasing, but the president said that those Democrats should go back from where they came. Well, with the exception of Ilhan Omar, who immigrated to this country from Somalia, the progressive freshman Democrats he's referring to were all born here in the U.S. And that led Democrats to accuse the president of saying things that are about as racist as anything he's ever said. Now, the Republicans largely have been silent on this. There is one Republican congressman from Texas, a freshman, who suggested in a tweet last night that what the president said was wrong. But he also said that people who come to this country illegally should be immediately removed. So he mitigated his statement. This morning, the vice president's chief of staff, Mark Short, said the president is not a racist because he has within his cabinet Elaine Chao, the secretary of transportation, who is a child of Chinese immigrants, was born in Taiwan, and therefore that's proof the president is not racist. What that has to do with what the president said yesterday, the meaning and intent of it, is still an open question.
And we're also hearing from the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She has been dragged into this too.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is coming to the defense of these freshman Democrats with whom she's been feuding. If there's anything that could unify the Democratic Party and have it in lockstep against the president, it's a statement like this. And Nancy Pelosi said that the president is reaffirming his plan to make America white again. The president is doubling down in tweets this morning saying it's the Democrats who should apologize for what they've said about him and about Israel. Essentially, the president is saying that if the Democrats want to stand behind these progressives, then he's happy to meet them at the ballot box next year.
Stephen Portnoy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.